exciting. So yeah, episode 192 was all about saving radio history.
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
Name, Patty Boom. Host of Vinyl Freedom. Where? WGXC. When? Every first and third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. What? Streaming online at WGXC.org. What? Tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice cuts of wax for you and yours to listen to. Dig it.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, relaunching Sonic Wave, an ongoing music and sound-rich series, screening in a new Atmos theater at the Orpheum in Saugerties every Monday night. This month, playing Rude Boy, an intimate observation of painter David Hockney, Let's Get Lost, a cinematic love song to trumpeter and singer Chet Baker. Boom, a film about the Sonics, and It's All Gonna Break, about the indie darlings of the early 2000s and the broken social scene. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Marilyn Zola Coral of San Francisco, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly.
welcome to another episode of Vocal Systems with me, Dave Evans. I am broadcasting from Liverpool again. It is 3 p.m. and we are going to be, over the next hour, exploring this territory, music and the voice and song beyond language is the tagline for the show. So last time I was on, I was exploring non-human voice. We were listening to compositions made by elephants and one thing and another, and whenever I kind of get into that territory, I always end up playing loads of music related to birds, bird song. It seems almost like an unavoidable kind of gravitational pull towards bird song when you're in this territory. So for this show, I wanted to push back against that a little bit, and I've decided to have a look for some music that was made in and with the house, because that's what I do in my practice. I spend a lot of time at home, so I've kind of gotten into trying to find ways to sing along with the house, and that's what you can hear in the background there. Just turn it up a bit. This is a bunch of sensors that have been put around the house and are kind of being processed and harmonized, and one of them is a main supply socket. The other one is it, there are four different voices, I call them voices, singing along right now. One of them is on an EM sensor on top of a radiator. The other one is an EM sensor by this laptop that I'm using to broadcast at the moment. And there's one in my kitchen, a sensor by the radio, which is turned off, so all it's picking up is the electromagnetic field that the device is producing. And then there's another one. I can't even remember where I put it. I think it might be, I think it's by the monitor that that's processing the audio signal. So we've got a laptop, a monitor, a main supply socket, and a digital radio. That's kind of chiming in with their contributions here in the background. And it's kind of, so it's with all this in mind that I wanted to try and find some other sound works that explored the home. And that research led me to the track that we just opened with, which was by an artist called Andy Guthrie. Just turn this down. The devices trying to get involved. Yeah, so that was a track by Andy Guthrie off an album called Brass Orchids. Really beautiful. And that is released on Students of Decay and is available on Bandcamp. The album, it says Brass Orchids is Andy Guthrie's second full-length album, an entrancing collage of new and old sounds drawn from a variety of beguiling sources. It's got a posthumous contribution from the artist's grandfather, a jazz pianist, and various other sounds from different places. So that is really the final track, called Glass, off that album. And I recommend checking that out. So we're going to move on in a sec to another track, this time by a Glasgow-based artist called Mark Vernon. And this is the second track off his album Static Cinema. So this is Mark Vernon. So that was Mark Vernon with a track from his album Static Cinema, which was recorded between 2008 and 2010 in Balmerino, Berlin, Dundee, Dusseldorf, Glasgow and Trondheim. And it's described as a series of musical improvisations using household objects combined with both treated and untreated field recordings. And Mark describes it as an audio drama, and that is also available there on Bandcamp. Beautifully haunting piece of music. You can hear the various devices trying to join in. And Mark released that also on Entrapped as a limited run of compact discs back in 2012, but it's available on Bandcamp, as I say. So next up, my search for music made with an on the house led me to an album by a guy called Valerio Tricoli, who's based in Berlin, and I'm going to play a track from his album Misery Lies, which was composed in Berlin and Music in Munich between 2011 and 2013. And this track, and I'm going to play track 5, Das Schlagerhaus. So this is Valerio Tricoli.
Thank you.
So that was amazing piece of music by Valerio Tricoli, and it was called Das Schrager Horse. Yeah, and it's interesting to kind of go on this bit of a journey that I've been on, looking for this music and finding stuff that's quite dark. You know, this is described on the Bandcamp page, that previous piece, as themes of the internal and a mind that lays waste to its own self-abasement in the immediate surrounds of the home and feeds on the collapse of the individual. And I think the previous music that we listened to by Mark Vernon was also kind of similarly cinematic. And yeah, it's interesting to me. My experience of the home is, yeah, you can obviously sort of, it can be a place of real kind of psychic drama. Well, it can also be kind of pleasant places too. What's interesting about that last piece is that it's got text kind of threaded through it, mostly as texture or as dehumanized floorboard, as the description says. It's beautiful anyway. We'll continue. I think we can't really enter into the realms of concrete music and not play anything by Pierre Henry, so I'm going to play something from his Variations on a Door and a Sigh. This one, yeah, so this is from point out, figure that out. Yeah, it's only short. So that was Pierre Henry with a track from his variations for a door and a sigh. And that is available on an album released in 2001 and is available through all the usual streaming outlets. That was track number 18, I think, and it's got a difficult to pronounce. I seem to be good at picking songs with really difficult titles to pronounce. That's called Braymont, I think. And amazing, making a door sound like, you know, avant-garde jazz, and some beautiful kind of sighs in there too. I'm just going to let the house take over for a short while. Devices dotted around to do their thing, sing to you for a little bit from over here in Liverpool. So it's been a great pleasure again to be able to broadcast to you today through WGXC Accra, and I'll be back next month for more local systems. And so for the remainder of the show, just enjoy listening to this duet by Mains Socket, Digital Radio, my laptop, and a monitor behind me. All randomly arranged by an algorithm, and harmonized randomly using pure data. So yeah, enjoy, and thanks for listening, and I'll be back next month.